The Progressive Conservatives are looking to win a third consecutive majority government for the first time in more than 50 years when Ontario votes on Thursday. PC leader Doug Ford said he called the snap election because he needs a renewed mandate to deal with U.S. trade uncertainty despite already holding a decisive majority. His main rivals, the NDP's Marit Stiles, Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie and Mike Schreiner of the Green Party, have suggested the unusual winter campaign is Ford's gambit to preempt a federal election and any revelations from an RCMP investigation into his government's now reversed decision to open up parts of the protected Greenbelt for housing development. The last time a party pulled off three or more consecutive majorities in Ontario was a string of eight mandates the PCs won between 1945 and 1971. Here is a brief history of the past 25 years of Ontario votes, based on reporting by the Canadian Press. 2022, Progressive Conservative Majority. Ford's Progressive Conservatives strengthened their majority to 83 seats in a victory that toppled both the NDP and Liberal leaders. While Ford's Get It Done pitch of new highways and hospitals won the day, the election produced Ontario's worst-ever turnout as voters appeared unenthusiastic about their alternatives and as the province emerged from the depths of the COVID-19 pandemic. Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca and NDP leader Andrea Horwath stepped down on election night. The Liberals edged out the NDP in the popular vote but captured only 8 seats compared to the NDP's 31. Turnout 44%. 2018. Progressive Conservative Majority. Doug Ford ascended to the Premier's office just 3 months after capturing the PC leadership in a campaign marked by his populist promises to introduce bucket beer, or set the price floor for beer at $1, and cut gas prices by 10 cents a liter. The Liberals imploded and leader Kathleen Wynne resigned after the party captured just 7 seats, losing its official status. Horwath's NDP formed the official opposition and earned their best result, 40 seats, since they formed government under Bob Rae in the early 90s. Green leader Mike Schreiner won the party's first seat in the legislature. Turnout, 57%. 2014. Liberal majority. Wynne won a surprise majority government, boosting the Liberal seat count to 58, in a campaign she spent staving off accusations of government mismanagement. Wynne had become party leader 16 months earlier after a gas plant scandal, in which the Liberal government cancelled 2 power plants at a reported cost of $1.1 billion, swept Dalton McGuinty out of office. PC leader Tim Hudak resigned following a campaign in which he pledged to cut 100,000 public sector jobs and create 1 million jobs in 8 years, the latter promise panned by economists as based on faulty math. Horwath and the NDP, who triggered the election when they refused to support a minority Liberal budget, tilted to the political right while promising to lower hydro rates and auto insurance bills. Turnout, 51%. 2011. Liberal minority. Ontario elected its first minority government in 26 years and Dalton McGuinty became the first 3-term Liberal premier in over a century. The campaign began with the PCs led by Hudak as the frontrunner, but the Liberals weathered backlash over broken promises and higher taxes to secure 53 seats, just one shy of a majority, while edging out the Tories for the popular vote. The PCs and NDP, under new leader Horwath, both upped their seat count. Mike Schreiner contested his first general election as Green leader. Turnout, 48%. 2007. Liberal majority. The Liberals secured a second majority government and boosted their seat count. Liberal shortcomings, including a broken promise to hold the line on taxes in their first budget and delayed plans to close coal plants, appeared to be overshadowed on the campaign trail by PC leader John Tory's promise to extend funding to faith-based schools. Tory was the first leader of the 3 major parties in 17 years to be denied a seat in a provincial election, losing to then-Education Minister Wynne. The Greens secured what remains their best popular vote result, at 8%. Election Day doubled as a referendum on the province's electoral system, with voters opting to stick with first past the post. Turnout 52%. 2003. Liberal majority. The Liberals secured a landslide victory and the PCs were dealt a humiliating defeat under Ernie Eves, who had taken over the Premier's office after Mike Harris' resignation. Liberal leader McGuinty promised to end what he called the PCs' politics of division, honed over 8 years in power, often characterized by the PCs' tax cuts, slashed welfare rolls and fights with teachers' unions. Eves appeared to start with a strong case for tax cuts and fiscal restraint, but the campaign spun out in the finals weeks after the Tories issued a news release calling McGuinty an evil reptilian kitten-eater. The NDP fell further from its previous election result and won 7 seats. The E. coli outbreak in Walkerton, where 7 people died and thousands fell ill, and later a meatpacking scandal in Aylmer fueled campaign trail criticism of Tory cutbacks. Turnout. 57%. 1999. Progressive Conservative majority. Harris PCs, who campaigned on slashing taxes, became the first in 3 decades to win back-to-back majorities. McGuinty contested his first election as Liberal leader. The NDP, coming off a crushing defeat in the previous election after 5 years in power between 1990 and 1995, won just 9 seats and lost party status. Voting hours had to be extended in some areas after a bomb threat and threatening phone calls stopped some staff from showing up to their polling stations. Turnout. 58%. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 24, 2025. Jordan Olmsted, The Canadian Press.